I kicked him hard in the shin, and he hit me. I never saw his hand move. The crack rang in my ears, and my head snapped back. I tasted blood and blinked hard several times to clear the cobwebs. When most of the stars faded, I shot him square in the face with the sure guard. He howled in pain and rage and reeled into the street with his hands to his eyes. The howling metamorphosed to choking and gasping, and he went down on all fours like some monstrous animal, a big, pissed-off, wounded buffalo. Jimmy Alpha came running from across the street, followed by his secretary and a man I'd never seen before. The man went down on the ground with Ramirez, trying to calm him, telling him he'd be okay in a minute, to take deep breaths. Alpha and the secretary rushed over to me. "Jesus," Jimmy Alpha said, pressing a clean handkerchief into my hand. "Are you okay? He didn't break anything, did he?" I put the handkerchief to my mouth and held it there while I ran my tongue over my teeth to see if any were missing or loose. "I think I'm okay." "I'm really sorry," Jimmy said. "I don't know what's the matter with him, the way he treats women. I apologize for him. I don't know what to do." I wasn't in the mood to accept an apology. "There are lots of things you can do," I said. "Get him psychiatric help. Lock him up. Take him to the vet and get him neutered." "I'll pay for a doctor," Jimmy Alpha said. "Do you want to go to a doctor?" "The only place I'm going is to the police station. I'm pressing charges, and nothing you can say is going to stop me." "Think about it for a day," Jimmy pleaded. "At least wait until you're not so upset. He can't take another assault charge now."